I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tropical Cyclone Freddy may have downgraded this week, but its wrath is far from over. Over 300 deaths have been reported in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. Speaking to us from Malawi, Transworld Radio's Victor Kaunga says,
"This is the first time in my living memory that we've been affected to this extent with a cyclone. So it is overwhelming."
TWR equips people throughout Malawi to pray, and Christ-centered programming provides hope. Plus,
TWR is the mouthpiece of the Evangelical Association of Malawi to mobilize Christians in Malawi, calling on believers to support people who have been displaced with food, clothes, and other materials that these people need.
Pray that government leaders will have the wisdom to manage the recovery process properly. And today is St. Patrick's Day. You might think it's a secular holiday, but there's much more to it than that. St. Patrick was born Maewyn Sukkot in the 4th century, and the Lord called him to reach the Druid people for Christ. In memory of the real St. Patrick, members of the Alliance for the Unreached are praying today for the world's unreached people groups. Steve Johnson is the executive director of the Alliance.
Right now, there are more than 3 billion people on earth who have no access to the gospel. That's more than a third of the world's population, and that's what we're trying to change. But it won't happen until we get on our knees and ask the Lord, use us as you would choose.
Learn more and pray alongside the Alliance by downloading a free action guide at missionnews.org.
We want people asking the Lord, what is it you want me to do specifically, and then to be obedient.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.